this week on Top Shelf Banter.
No, I'll
pass. Don't hide it. Don't hide it. Is it black? Like dirt and hell?
Fine, here.
Oh!
Oh! It's like Bigfoot.
Oh, my eyes! Oh, and the smell. Oh, the smell.
Now, grab a beverage, sit back, relax, and listen to an athlete, a booze hound, a guy with a classic ride, and three other guys talk about anything, everything, and nothing all at the same time. Everybody have their drink?
Yep.
Me too. Let's do this.
I've been thinking of some things I know just enough about that if someone shared their viewpoint, I could surely shut them down. So pour me a glass, I'll drink it down fast, and put your ignorance on blast on the Top Shelf Banter. Well, I'm more right than wrong.
Hello and welcome to Top Shelf Banter, where our banter comes from the top shelf, our topics come from the middle shelf, and our research comes from the bottom shelf. We have a rotating topic master. I'm your host, Jimmy.
Boo.
Boo.
Wow.
Thank you, Chapin. Finally, you're on the right side of something.
So, our topic master, we'll get into what I was going to say, but our topic master this week, the man that deserves no introduction.
Hi, I'm Donnie, and I'm introducing myself.
Donnie.
Never mind. I take back what I said about you, Chapin. You're always on the wrong side of everything.
Speaking of Chapin, the sales to us all, the most stylish one, Chapin, is here as well.
Hello to you too, Donnie.
You know my favorite movie? The Goonies. You know why?
Why?
When Chunk takes a knife and just slits the sails in half as he slides down and just eviscerates them. That's what I want to do to you.
Terrible.
Yeah. Watch like, out, bud.
Kind of like
I feel
in,
coming for you.
Hold on. Spoiler warning.
If you don't for the Goonies?
No, if you don't want to hear about Midnight Mass, go away for like 30 seconds. And 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, but I don't want to know about Midnight Mass.
Kind of like when she cuts the has the knife and she cuts the wings of the vampire. And then he flies away.
I still haven't finished Midnight Mass. He just ruined it for me.
Didn't even know there's vampires.
I told you to go away.
I can't go away. We're locked in a room. You don't let us leave when we're recording.
These headsets are wired.
Yeah, they're not Bluetooth. Thanks, Mark Cuban.
But what I was going to say was I started out 2022 correctly.
Oh, 2021.
You guys might notice a little bit more glow about me.
Is it the mustache?
I earned 3 new titles in Destiny 2.
Oh, I was going to guess that you got your butt waxed, but...
That too.
Okay.
You guys can now call me Vid Master. Because I earned it's for the 30th anniversary.
Is that a TikTok thing?
30th anniversary of what? A game that's been around for 7 years?
A Bungie.
Ugh.
And you guys can also call me MMXXI, which is short for 2021. I think that's the Roman numerals for 2021.
Yep. Or not going to call you that.
Or you guys can call me one that I think will really stick.
Yeah. Dickface.
Unbroken.
You guys. You tore a quad. You're not unbroken.
Me and Jameis Winston are both unbroken. Oh,
wow.
Man.
You are the same as Jameis Winston.
I'm sorry. You're bragging about that company? Hi. I am also Jeffrey Epstein. Me and Jeffrey Epstein also trafficked younger. Oh, you. It's a bad thing? You don't want to... I shouldn't want to be compared to Jameis the Unbroken Winston?
Yeah. We both
the
like...
The first 30 for 30 quarterback?
We both like crab legs, right?
Hold on, but I know you, Jimmy, and you've always paid for your crab legs.
We both did really bad schoolwork in college. and I, just like him, I've scored... Like, if you want to convert touchdowns to goals... I've scored 30 goals in one of my offs in one of my rec leagues, as well as 30 assists.
30 goals and 30 red cards.
So basically, it's the same as getting 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. 30 goals and 30 own goals, realistically, is what it is.
That's the equivalent.
Oh, I cannot wait for the Saints to just ride hard on Jameis Winston for the next 2 years.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
I know it's going to suck eating that pepper. So as you're probably listening to this, and you're going like, well, that's weird that there's only Chape and Donnie and Jimmy are here.
No.
Where's Derek?
It's Jimmy, Donnie, and the Betrayer.
And the Betrayer.
And the Betrayer.
And the Betrayer. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm still the Betrayer when I'm here.
I'm sorry, Chapin. Do you remember the last 10 podcasts when you weren't?
Can I bequeath that title to
you? May not.
Not here?
Nope. That's attached to your loins. So your child will be the betrayer the second? Yeah. That's a bummer.
I don't like it.
All the Christmas cards addressed to the betrayer the second. And you have to explain to your child why that is.
Since everyone is probably curious as to where Derek is, Derek in his beloved Chevy truck.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to drive it here in the rain.
Yeah, there was an incline of at least 1 degree.
He had to,
and Four Low wouldn't cut it.
Four Low definitely would not allow him to get here, so
he couldn't get over here.
So Derek is
there wasn't enough cargo room for his headphones.
Definitely not.
He even took out his back seats to reduce weight.
I had to help him with that. I was the only one with wrenches. Yeah. So I helped him unbolt them and nope.
Still couldn't get up that thing.
Yeah.
Sat there and watched you the whole time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like just giving me tips on how to use a wrench. I said, Derek, I got it, Derek. I got it.
It's a crescent wrench. I know how it works.
Chapin the betrayer and Derek the not man.
Derek the invisible.
Derek the lady. Ooh, sorry, ladies.
As always, we encourage you, the listener, to sit back, relax with a beverage of your choosing, alcoholic or not. As always, we encourage you, the listener, to sit back, relax with a beverage of your choosing, alcoholic or not. Take a picture of what you're drinking and post it to the social media using the hashtag Top Shelf Wednesday.
You mean hashtag
Wednesday? No, I was...
Jesus. Gee, we've been doing this podcast for a year and a half. How do you not have this yet?
Just like Jameis Winston, my mind wanders.
Yep, sure. Is it because you haven't had LASIK yet?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about
Let's start it again.
You're the blindest one.
Yep.
Oh, the blindest one.
The betrayer, the woman, the blind one. I don't even know what I am at this point. The only man?
The Sandlot one with your new haircut. It's part down the middle.
That's what my hair does now. It's so dumb. Like, literally, when I went to the barber, and he's like, I don't do scissors. I'm like, how?
Buzz it.
You're the only barber in the area. I'll take it. And he's like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know, like a zero on the sides? Like a two? I'm like,
yeah.
Let's say a one. I don't want to argue with you. I'm paying $80 fucking dollars for this haircut. Whoa. Like,
$80 can't use the scissors. Only uses machetes,
yeah.
I'm assuming.
He's in the goddamn casino, the Venetian. They have a whole mall, and it's like the only barber. He's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just undercut a little. Let's restart.
Did he cut your hair like Borat with the shears? Cut a little bit and then show you it? Cut a little bit more, show you it again? Get your approval for every piece?
No, he did not.
With the cattle shears?
No, he. Oh, let's just go.
Well, besides us getting off topic, I was going to say how nice it is that Derek isn't here to change the hashtags up. But Chapin decided to jump fully onto that bandwagon.
Yeah.
So let's get into what's in your glass, Donnie.
Normally, you don't stop at the name. You ask the question. What's the question,
Donnie?
Jimmy.
There is a question mark after the word.
What's in your glass?
Oh, what's in my glass?
Well, normally when I say Donnie, you go, yes, Jimmy.
I've never once
done that. Or you say, yes.
In the history of the podcast, I've never done that.
Donnie.
I'd like this episode to be a remembrance of how many times I've never done that. But yes, Jimmy.
What's in your glass?
Oh, my glass. Right now I'm drinking I believe it's pronounced Topo Chico.
Oh.
It's a hard seltzer. Sparked, also a sparked sight.
There it is. You got it. A sparked sight. A sparked cider inside of
a Topo Chico. It's a hard seltzer or a spiked sparkling water.
Spiked sparkling water. Spiked sparkling water. Spiked sparkling water.
Chapin got it.
Oh, the betrayer got it.
That is tough.
Oh, that's so weird. Oh, he nailed it. It's a strawberry. Strawberry guava.
Strawberry. Like,
a strawberry guava. Again, no fancy tagline for it. Just stands by
just
its
bland.
Beverage. Yeah.
Good.
And
it's got a QR code on it, I can see. Have you scanned the QR code?
I scanned there for more info. I don't need more info.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a hard seltzer. It's fine.
I think I would like for companies to start doing the QR code on it, so then that way you can find out more about the person who helped, who specifically put it in the can. So like, hey, this is Mark, and he's a big fan of Ultimate Frisbee and toe fetishes.
Ooh, I don't want to drink it anymore. I don't care about who canned it. My current fiance is the one who purchased these. Mm. Normally I drink something different, but she had these, and so I stole them from my current fiance. Mm. Oh, podcaster first. No longer current girlfriend, current fiance.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
A story you won't be told, and if you know, you know, and if you don't, bummer. Find it online someplace.
She's upgraded.
She has upgraded. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
next level.
Yeah.
Now, is that like a premium cost? Is that like what's the?
Oh, she had to pay for it. Yeah.
What's the annual? What's the annual uptick for that?
You know, I don't have to do the dishes anymore. That was my bargaining power.
So you know, like in Hulu, right? It's like $7 a month, uh-huh. right, for a year. But then if you want to get Hulu Plus without ads, it's like $12.
Right.
So what was that? What was she paying to be your girlfriend?
Okay.
And then what is she now paying to be your fiance?
My ex-girlfriend was paying me $4,000 a month to be her boyfriend.
Wow.
And now that I am her current fiance, it's $9,000 a month.
Whoa.
Right. And that, my friends, that's $108,000 a year just to be around.
Attaboy.
If anybody can get this job, I mean, it's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Suck it, guys that are already married and have no bargaining power.
Shoot.
Yeah, you idiots.
Who wrote
Derek,
contract?
I hope you're listening. Jeez. This is what you could have.
Chapin, it's been a while since
you betrayed us.
Since the last one. So this might be new, but what we do here is we ask you, what's in your glass? Then you tell us about what's in
Chapin,
your glass.
Now, I want to clarify. You might not have a glass. You may have a koozie or a can. And those are also applicable answers.
I was actually on the last non-solo podcast. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, but that was like the end of year episode, and I'm pretty sure we pre-recorded that in like January 2018. Yeah.
That was last year, though, huh?
Yeah.
Oh!
With a dad joke! Insert Tom Cruise meme here. What's in your glass, Chapin?
I remember how to do this. I'm drinking a 2 beers, Tipsy Toboggan, seasonal winter ale that our friend of the podcast, Nick, left in my fridge.
Nice.
So thanks, Nick. It's pretty good.
So you stole them.
Yeah,
Hold on.
I commandeered them.
So someone leaves beers in your fridge, you drink them. But someone leaves books in your house, you return them.
Well, it's a distance thing. So Nick lives pretty far away. It's over 50 miles. And you guys are within 50 miles. So I can't steal your beer, but I can steal his.
And I get it.
Can't return his books, but I can return yours.
Perfect. I understand the system now. Be prepared.
So are you saying you're going to move just south of Olympia?
No, I'm going to give these books to Nick.
Dang it.
Move just south of Olympia, 51 miles outside.
If Nick gets those books, he's stuck with them. He's got to give it to somebody else because we're beyond 50 miles.
It's true.
I'm sorry, Nick, if you're listening to this podcast. You're getting those books next. Next visit, my current fiance and I make to your house, you're getting books. And probably I'm going to buy some more books in the interim. So there's going to be more than 5. So be prepared for that.
So sweet.
Yeah. I was at a Value Village the other day and I said, I saw so many political biographies and books. I said, not today, later on. I'll go on sale. And that way I can buy more.
Make sure you get more Sean Hannity books.
So
then you can read about his sources, where one of his sources is a blog.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which is, that's a pretty good, reputable source for anything.
Try to find autographed ones too, like that one.
I think the best surprise is not even I knew it was autographed.
Oh, really?
I had no idea. I didn't even look at it. I just book. Purchase, leave in Chapin's house. Oh, this is on it. This is a collector piece.
Oh. Better laminate that one.
The whole book. Just in a vacuum sealed.
You don't need to open it.
No. There's an autograph in there, I swear.
I promise.
Jimmy, what's in your glass?
I am drinking a Fremont Lush IPA.
Ooh, and what's in this obnoxiously tall bottle?
This obnoxiously tall bottle, which is really a really ridiculous bottle. But I'm drinking the Sincoro tequila, which is Michael Jordan's tequila. And I'm drinking it in honor of a Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Oh, wait, hold on. Michael B. Jordan or Michael, the greatest of all time?
The GOAT. The GOAT.
He has a tequila.
The basketballman.
Interesting. The basketballman.
Does Michael B. Jordan have tequila?
I have no idea.
You should get both. to complete the set.
And then yeah, and then compare.
Yes.
Yep.
Fun fact, it's still can the I basketball man. Yeah, you can. You can have a sip. Have a sip. It's actually really, really smooth.
I mean, me putting my nose next to it is basically COVID. You had COVID, so I'm
that's
not
a fresh glass.
Drink it.
Fresh glass. I cleaned it. I haven't drank off of it.
Squirt the hand sanitizer all over it. Just put some in.
Truly a fresh glass?
Truly a fresh glass.
Have you touched the rim with your dirty, diseased hands?
I haven't. Well, I've touched the... I've obviously held it.
Yeah, the rim, though. No. Not the base. No. Not the base of the penis.
No. The top.
Well, he also has a mustache, which naturally cleans whatever he drinks out of. It's a little brush.
If I come up lame in the next week, I'm blaming you.
That's fine.
The face is changing.
The face is changing.
It tastes like tequila.
It does.
It's nothing special.
It does taste
in
like
my opinion.
It does taste like
but
tequila.
But my opinion shouldn't count.
No. I know you're not really a big
exactly.
tequila
yeah.
fan.
It
so
tastes
that's
like tequila. Okay.
I kind of have the same thing whenever I drink your gin.
Correct.
Just, yeah. It tastes like gin.
Oh, pine needles. Deal.
Mm, pine tar. Perfect. Mm. I was going to say pine salt, but that's Four Loko.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Well, getting into the topics, Donnie, you are the topic master this week. So what
topic? No one told me that.
What what topics do you have for us this week?
Okay. Well, seeing as we're a threesome again,
yes.
But sans Derek, con betrayer.
Okay.
Spanish shipping for with the betrayer.
Okay, thank you. I almost Google translated.
I'd like our first topic to be, I feel like we just shit talk a certain someone so often. I'd like our first topic to be complimenting Derek.
Mm.
Chapin, he can take it. He knows he's a terrible person, but Derek, he's a sensitive boy. So
he
Chapin,
is.
Chapin
he is a giant sensitive
the betrayer,
soul.
I'd like to start with you. Compliment the one you betrayed. Who's been feeling it the most? Compliment
well,
him in a way that makes sense and is meaningful to him.
Derek, think of us like a ship. Think of us without our anchor. With me, without me, you get nowhere. But without Derek, you go places you don't want to go. So, Derek, we are adrift and lost without you. You are truly important.
He really does just kind of bring us down.
Well said.
He really does just kind of hold us in place.
Chip him one step closer from being the betrayer. Still the betrayer, but... Close.
One step closer to being the betrayer? Or
no,
from
being the betrayer.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're working your way back.
How many... Is that worth points?
I don't know. Is the Donna Party still a cannibal?
I want to know how many points it takes me to
467.
I'm going to write that down. How many points was that worth?
You're 1 point closer.
466 now?
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep, making sure. I'm jotting
I'm not going to keep track, so you should probably keep track.
So it's
I got
1 point per podcast? That
no, it's no. 1 point... When I grant him the point.
Seen,
those points are completely arbitrary.
Around the horn on ESPN.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The points don't mean anything. But.
Yep. It's like who's led the Chapin.
Oh.
You're 37 points closer.
Oh.
But 5 minutes later, you could be 50 points
That's
further.
That's true. We'll see.
Ooh.
We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know how to write this down for me to teach yourself to remember this.
Just start point 476.
What? 466?
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. 466? Well. That's how often the points could change. I could forget what I started you at.
466 points away from not being the betrayer.
Yes! Minus one for complimenting Derek.
Woohoo!
I'd like these to stay every time you get a plus or minus.
Oh, yeah, I got
keep
this.
Track, and we plus can six. Put that on our Patreon, your track. Jimmy?
Perfect.
As the host of the show,
yep.
I feel like you should be more benevolent and even more verbose with, speaking of our... One of our quartet, who is not the betrayer.
Yep.
What do you love about Derek?
Well, another title that I forgot before I get into complimenting Derek is...
That's weird. He starts complimenting Derek by adulating himself.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's like he's jerking himself off onto Derek's face.
Well, I did have to beat Derek in fantasy football, and he was the hardest match. And I'd say...
He was.
I beat him, and I'm the fantasy football champion of the League of Losers.
Is that the guy you? Is that the one you beat by one?
That was Nick.
Oh, okay.
I beat Nick by 1 point. I beat Derek by like 20 points. And then I just absolutely
demolished the bald fucking Texas.
Destroyed James. Mm. Absolutely destroyed.
And since we're speaking of destroying things in Texas, can we all agree that the Astros are still fucking cheaters?
Yep.
3 years on.
Still got
5 years on. 10 years on. They deserve to be booed at every game they're in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Destroy that trophy.
Until that trophy is vacated and they do not receive any accolades for that season because they are cheaters. Perfect.
I agree.
Yep.
Good. Suck at Astros.
Now, that's our compliment to the Astros, is that they suck.
Yeah. You don't want to hear what we really feel. And since we're talking about losers who've lost things, Chapin, I hear you lost the losers bracket.
Both of you are. So I'm the commissioner of this league.
Yep.
Jimmy won the grand champion.
Mm. Yes.
And Donnie won the
I'm technically
bowl.
A champion.
He did beat me to win rights.
By
to
a lot.
Rename the loserest loser of the league.
Which is
Jimmy's wife.
Which is my wife.
I haven't scored over 100 points in my fantasy league in, I don't know, a year. And Chapin, my team, came out and said he does not deserve to win this right.
I
get first pick. And I will be renaming Amy's team.
Yep.
You know what I thought was a little odd about my game with James?
Mm.
Is he was riding. I was trying to get CeeDee Lamb from him all season long.
I know, and he didn't even start him.
He put CeeDee Lamb on his bench. Yep. I thought that was kind of low.
Well, you didn't have AJ Green in, so.
That's true.
Also, James, if you're listening, it was collusion. Jimmy and I were trying to ruin you, so fuck you.
I will say Hunter Renfrow was probably my best pickup in the middle, besides him and Rashad Penny.
Yeah, the two games that Penny had that were good.
Yep.
Aside from probably this week, because we're not going to sit our fucking starters.
Yep.
Well, let's go back to the podcast.
Anyway, but my compliment to Derek was...
Yes. Oh, no. Let's compliment Derek, Jimmy.
So
the betrayer managed to find something in his heart.
So Derek looked really, really good while he lost that fantasy football game. And also, I don't know if I've told... I mean...
You haven't told us.
I haven't told you guys, and I also haven't told Aaron, but Derek has the biggest wiener I've ever seen. He's got like it's like obnoxiously big.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm gonna use for the audience at home, I'm gonna start with my hands in a clapping position.
Okay.
I'm gonna slowly move them away from each other.
Okay.
Jimmy, you just tell me when.
Okay.
Anytime now, Jimmy.
Three inches? No? Three and a quarter inches?
Getting closer?
Oh, that's like five inches?
Keep going.
Okay, this is twice the size of Chapin's. Oh my God, this is three times the size of Jimmy's.
Can you speed this up? Right there.
Oh, half Donnie's. So Derek has a half Donnie?
He has a half Donnie.
Oh.
But his...
Yes, Aaron and Derek, congratulations.
His is al natural. He didn't get his by hanging it with drugs.
Hanging by it.
Hanging by it for drugs.
That's how I grew my penis. For the audience at home, I bought one of those hang a pool pull-up bar in your door at home. And I know I said pool.
Oh, no.
I'm going native.
It just happened.
Yeah. So what you do with that is you get a stepladder and you wrap your penis around it and you just grip both of it underneath the bar.
And then
you jump off the stepladder and you just let it hang. And
can you slide down like a zip line like that if you got an angle of the whatever you're hanging
on? If you were
I think
like
I saw that in a Pixar film one time.
Yes, you did. It's called Up. It was balloons. That was a story of an old man whose wife had died and wanted to grow his penis so he could get a younger bride. I just use a pull-up bar. 18 inches, it grew instantly.
I heard on the streets that you were like back like 15 years ago when you were heavily, heavily into your drug stage.
Whoa! You were like, spoiler alert.
You said, I don't have... I mean, you're like, hey, man, I really want those drugs. And the guy said, well, I can't.
I can't sell these drugs to a man with less than 17 inches.
I don't
have
any money to give you, so what can I do? Yep. And the guy said, impress me. So you did that.
Yeah. The streets told me that story, too.
It's just what I heard on the streets. I mean,
the streets have a big mouth. They shouldn't have told that story. Right. I asked the streets to be silent. But yeah, that's why I have an 18-inch penis.
I didn't know if it was true or not. I figured it was a good time to ask.
You know, like a number two pencil? It's like that, and that's like, what, 6 inches long?
Yeah, sure.
Mine's 18 inches long.
That's incredible.
Yeah, 3 millimeters thin.
So you know when we were younger?
I fucked the back. The sides never pristine. The back? I'm punching out a spine. They're going to need a chiropractor.
So you know what? You know when we were like kids and the Scholastic Book Fair would come?
Yep.
And we would go there with cash, like the $8 that our parents gave us. And uh-huh. we got like, you know, like a comic book sure. and those like really large, large pencils that you could never sharpen.
Yep.
Is that what yours is like? Is yours is like one of those Scholastic Book Fair pencils?
No, mine's more like the one that has the lead capsules in it.
Oh.
Where when it gets dull, you just swap it to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a never ending penis.
You have an always sharp.
Yeah. Well, until you get to the base. And, okay, it's kind of dull at that point. But, I mean, at that point, what's the point? Oh, there is no point.
There that's is no the point. Point. That's right.
Nailed it. Got it.
So, yeah, so that's why my compliment to Derek is that he looked good while he lost in the fantasy football games to me.
Wow, we really got away from that.
Yeah, we did. And then game to me, and then he has the biggest wiener. Congratulations, Aaron. He has a huge wiener. It's gigantic.
Speaking of fantasy football, though, he did score the most points by a lot.
Oh, he did?
I mean, he was a true number one seed. Yeah. Like, he deserved it. Like, his team looked like shit, and he never, like, yeah, he was insane.
Cordero Patterson and Jonathan Taylor, he rode them hard. And he also got, he had Cooper Kupp.
Oh, the last Triple Crown runner in the last, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Oh, Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. Man. Such a beast.
Jonathan Taylor, what a great pick.
Donnie, what compliment would you give?
I'm ready to move on to the next topic. Derek, if you're listening, and we all know you are, Derek, I think your ability to accessorize your outfits, whether it be hats, bracelets, rings,
ankle bracelets,
watch. Ankle bracelets, pinky rings, toe rings, pinky toe, hands,
painted nails,
top finger, bottom finger rings.
Like cool line you do in your eyebrow sometimes.
Oh my God. The collection of penis rings that I've seen in your boudoir when you open up the secret compartment in the bedroom set that I gave you and you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Derek, your ability to accessorize is beyond anyone.
Good.
And that's what I notice about you.
His really his Panama hat, his orange Panama hat. I'm so proud of.
I'm not even gonna dive into the specifics of his hat game.
Yeah.
But Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Has nothing on him.
You're on notice. Mm-hmm. You wear a Kangol hat, please. Derek. He knows at least four hat names. And that's more than I know.
Yeah.
More than we know collectively. And that's, that's a positive.
And he owns them too.
That's right. He doesn't just, I can say Lamborghini, but no, Derek owns a Stetson.
Yep.
Chapin can say, I don't know, Toyota Corolla. That's his dream car.
Oh, yes.
And Derek can say baseball cap. Jimmy, you can say toupee. And Derek can say
Panama. Fez. Yeah.
He can say any number of things, and he just outshines you in the hat game.
Well, that's partially because of I'm partially stupid. But that has nothing to do with hat styles.
No, Derek is fully stupid and still has a great hat game.
Jimmy just lacks wrinkles in his brain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. I want the fully stupid part to be left in. I think it's a great joke. Good.
Oh.
Perfect.
Oh, and by the way, we have... breaking news. We have a Ask Big Jim segment that we did right before the end of the year. So here it is. Top Shelf Banter. All right, we are here with answers/questions for Big Jim. Questions for Big Jim, answers from Big Jim. Are you ready?
Ready to go.
Okay. My question for you is a two-parter. Okay.
Is it, are you proud of me? Because that answer is going to be no.
No. My question, my two-parter for you. So I just got done watching the first Mission Impossible again. Okay. You know the scene when he goes down and he steals the knocked list?
Yes, I think I vaguely remember that.
Is the knock list a real thing, and is that a feasible act to do?
I have no idea.
Okay. And my other one is, You know, Christmas Vacation at Griswold's?
Yes.
Is it feasible to do lights like that around your house?
Oh, sure. To put on, put as many lights on as you want.
Okay. Great.
Remember, we had a neighbor that had had lights like that.
So, here's my question. It's kind of awkward to ask it because present company. But let's say, Jim, that you have a friend, and that friend betrays you in a way that you think is unforgivable. How long do you wait to forgive that friend? And what should that friend do to make that forgiveness come easier?
Well, it's been my experience that, you know, a good bottle of Buffalo Trace, you know, or Basil Hayden's, or maybe even some Bullet Rye goes a long way to say, I'm sorry.
It's on the way, Don.
I don't. It's that solid wasn't about apology. You. Derek, what's your question for Big Jim?
Mine was, it's more, I guess, in the ridiculous realm. How many hamster wheels would it take to power a house?
Oh. That's getting into physics, Derek. And I don't go much past algebra.
Ah, okay.
You could always set up a beta test if you wanted. Do a load on one wheel, you know, and figure out the output and then multiply that.
There you go.
So do you need help gathering gerbils and hamsters?
Well, my next question would it be more efficient just to go rats?
I think probably the most efficient would just be to connect to the power grid and just pay. But
I'm trying to be off the
grid. I'm not Big Jim, so I don't know if that's a good answer or not.
Trying to be off the grid, and we live in Washington, so solar only works for 1 month out of the year.
Well, I have a follow-up question. Not to mine, just a follow-up to Derek's question. Let's say you accidentally hit somebody over the head with a bottle of Buffalo Trace. Oh. And that person's now dead. What's the best way to hide that body?
Wow.
Let's say that person came at you in a really weird way, and you were not willing to accept an apology just yet.
Oh, you know, you got that's a long list, body disposal. We don't have time to go into that.
That's fair. You don't want to give away all the trade secrets. I get it.
All right, Jim, I got a question for you, too. The first sliced bread machines began production on July 6th, 1928. What was the best thing before sliced bread? Well,
obviously, unsliced bread.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
How terrible would that be, live in a world where it's like, I got to make a sandwich, just rip a chunk off of a loaf? Because knives didn't exist. You couldn't slice
it yourself.
Right,
knives weren't invented until 1937.
Yeah.
Rip a chunk off a baguette.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, Dad, for doing this.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
Big Jim.
Man.
My God.
Of knowledge.
I'm just happy that when you asked him if he was disappointed in me, that he didn't answer. Just happy that he didn't answer that.
What I'm really waiting for is
he chuckled at that.
I mean, we recorded that episode, I don't know, 6 months ago, and I'm still waiting for my bottle of Buffalo Trace.
Still coming. Yeah.
I don't know who's supposed to give it to me, but I know Big Jim made specific instructions about how to mend fences, and they haven't been mended. Our sheep and cows are just running willy-nilly everywhere.
As they should.
But now you'll get two bottles because you now have two people who have betrayed you. Oh. You'll get two bottles of Buffalo Trace.
Wow. Who's the first one, Jimmy?
I don't know. Maybe they're in this room. Maybe they're on the
recording. Audience, vote.
Maybe. I mean, who knows?
Couldn't be.
No, I think they're probably in the room. I hate every time they open their mouth.
Maybe yes. Maybe no.
Who knows? I guess it's a mystery. I guess we'll have to get Scooby-Doo and Shaggy in here in the mystery squad to
solve this. Oh, no, Scoops! It's Chapin!
To solve this. It's the pesky kids. That's who it is.
Oh, Chapin would have got away with it if it wasn't for those pesky kids.
If it wasn't for the pesky kids.
Damn kids.
Chapin, the child betrayer.
You sound so violent when you say it like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's like, I saw the
seriously
footage.
Angry at me.
Someone say abnormally angry.
Right. No, they'd say that's right in line with Donnie.
Pretty normal.
Yeah.
Jimmy, can I switch seats with you so you,
so you can look ahead? Directly into my eyes?
I just want to be further away.
So, General, we've all been on an airplane.
Yes.
Does that take math?
Lots it can. Tons because math has variables, and math has things that are also letters. Mm-hmm. And when they say we're boarding group A,
oh,
B,
math.
C, yep. Letters, when there should be numbers, everybody gets confused.
Imaginary number.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Now, when we're on the plane, and we've boarded with group whatever, and we're sitting in our seat, and A is the window, and B is the middle, and yep. C is the aisle, and then D is the aisle, and E is the middle, and F is the window.
Right.
Does B and E, what armrest do they get?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Should be their left. Wait. Hold on.
Yep. Holding.
The window seat has the window armrest.
Correct.
The one to the left of the window.
Yep. Middle seat.
Seater belongs to the middle person. That'd be my
vote. So window seat has two armrests technically. They have their, let's say seat F. They have window on their right.
Yep.
Armrest.
They get that one.
Right. And then their left armrest belongs to whom?
The middle person.
Ooh. So middle person gets that right armrest.
Correct.
Then the middle person does what with the left armrest?
They let the person on the aisle use that one to get away from the aisle. So their elbow doesn't get destroyed.
Oh, so middle only gets their left or right armrest.
So you go towards the window. You go towards the window is the armrests.
Well, I did not think there was going to be so much conjunction and opinion there.
That's just what I thought, too.
I literally thought there was going to be a huge argument over this. I disagree completely.
I know every time that, like, if I get a window seat, I'm just leaning on the window.
Yeah,
right. No, without question, I 100% agree with that. I also love window seats, not for the view, because fuck airplanes, but because I'm going to fucking fall asleep.
Right. You don't want to fall asleep on a stranger.
No.
But on a wall.
Oh, my God. Exactly. You put a sweatshirt there, pillow, just pass out. So the middle person, I would assume, gets both arms. Oh. Because aisle seat gets their aisle side armrest.
They can lean out. Yeah.
And they also have more leg room because when they're not doing drink carts, they can just put their legs out wherever they want.
That's fair.
And they can just sleep sound as long as there's not some bitch in the middle seat. I pee every 3 seconds and... I don't know why we got the middle seat. Personal story.
Your most recent trip, Donnie?
No, this is one before that.
Oh, okay.
Like, Megan couldn't... When you went to the East Coast? Exactly. Couldn't get me a window seat so I could sleep. So I had a neck pillow and I was trying to sleep. And she got up to pee 6 or 7 times on a 7-hour flight. And every time, I'm so sorry, I always have to pee. I'm so sorry. It's just what I do. So, bitch, take an aisle seat. Let everybody else, your boyfriend, take the middle seat. You don't deserve a window or a middle. You get an aisle seat. That's what you have to do because you have to fucking pee.
Do you think pee was just a terminology so that way she could be nasty and go to the bathroom and take naked Snapchats?
I mean,
I was staring at her boyfriend's phone, and he never got any pictures.
So what you're saying is that this person is a cheater?
Oh.
Just like the Houston Astros?
Was sitting next to the embodiment of the Houston Astros?
She's sending lewd photos to Greg.
The guy in the front. He's in first class.
He's in first class. Greg, of course.
Wow. People named Greg, they're always untrustworthy.
Greg and her boyfriend, Daryl, was probably...
Oh, no.
Actually, let's change his name to Dylan, because basically anybody whose name Dylan is undateable.
Does Dylan know Greg personally?
No.
Oh, they're probably best friends.
Oh, no.
Greg was probably the pallbearer at Dylan's father's funeral.
Oh,
probably. We don't know for sure. I never saw the nudes.
Jeanine. Janine and Greg
yep.
grew up together.
Oh,
best friends. And then wow. they secret love. There was one of those like
part-time lovers, I think the song is called.
It's like, have you always had feelings for me? I've always had feelings for you, blah, 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 blah.
No.
Hey, let's get a snap.
No, Greg. No. Greg,
no, don't do that, Janine. No. Don't send lewd photos to Greg.
You're my best friend.
Best friend.
We couldn't be together. I'm with Daryl.
Yeah. Or Dylan.
Said.
That's Dylan. Her other side piece. Yeah.
Dylan's that hot, sexy barista boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He makes the coffees so right.
He stirs
They're just
it.
So hot and tasty in her mouth.
He stirs it just right with the, you know.
Licking his lips.
How would you stir a coffee? You know.
Essentially.
Everybody knows.
Now with a coffee stirrer, what's the second thing?
His...
Mm-hmm.
Donnie's,
his personality.
Donnie's pencil wiener.
Well, yeah, because you can't feel the heat from that far out.
Or he gives it just a little bit of nutmeg in it.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh! Oh, that's the spice of life.
Kind of nasty. I like making these jokes without Derek here. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, you can be sexual, but it's not creepy and gross.
Not weird.
Yeah.
I kind of like this.
That's
like,
weird. You're saying pretty much the same thing. You're just not here.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me try saying a word I normally find pretty yucked.
Careful. Out. Careful.
Pussy.
Yeah.
See?
That's fine.
That felt a little gross. Still saying
I mean, but not as bad.
You made a little bit of a face when you did it.
I don't need to take a shower when I go home. And I would never have thought that I would feel that way.
Not like
with
Derek.
The betrayer here. When I meet that person again after so long, I take a shower. I take three showers.
Yeah.
One before, because I don't want to be like gross when I meet him. But two, ugh. It's so gross that I met him, so I have to take one right after. And then 6 to 7 hours later, I'm like, I still feel gross.
Whenever I say a dirty word,
yeah.
Derek gets a little glow in his eye.
Yeah.
Let me get into this. And
you
then
see his pants pop up a little bit over the table, and it's like, no.
He raises his eyebrows.
Put that 3-foot hog away.
Let's see if the audience can hear me raising my eyebrows. Ready? Can you hear that? Yeah, everyone can hear it.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I don't like what I heard.
That's what Derek does. Now that sound, anytime we say a bad word, a naughty word, Derek's around, we're going to think about that sound when he gets a little pep in his step.
I mean, I don't want to insult him after we just had a round of complimenting, but right. like every time he opens his mouth, it's just so gross.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. He's the anchor. He's got barnacles on him. He can handle it.
That's right. He lives at the bottom of the ocean.
In the darkness.
So did we solve it? Did we figure out which armrest the middle seat gets? Is it both? Or is it closest to the window?
The middle seat should get both.
Last time I was in the middle, I got neither.
Yeah, same here.
My hands were just on my legs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who was next to you?
People that didn't speak English. So it was from Munich, Germany to Turkey.
I bet they spoke English.
They might have.
I bet they spoke English.
They were pretending like they didn't.
Yeah. Why didn't you pretend you didn't? Perdona me.
Me gusta my elbows on the armrestos.
You can just start throwing. You just start
combining. ¿Dónde están mis armrestos?
You could be talking like Spanglish. Yep. You'd be like, oh, what is this? What are these new words?
Just make up a language.
Oh, it was from Germany, so just say 9 and point at their elbow.
Yeah.
9!
Just slap the elbow. 9! 9!
That's one thing if there's anything I know about Germans, is they respect you really.
They respect violence.
And you telling them.
Nothing would happen to me.
Nothing.
What are they going to do? Put you in an attic? Make you write a diary? No.
Those days are old.
Yeah. 80 years old at this point. No.
I was the same way when I was in the middle seat. I put the folding table down and then tried to sleep. I couldn't sleep.
Straightforward.
Amy zonked out and the random dude next to me was snoring. So I was drinking coffee and watching shitty movies on a 4-inch screen.
Yep.
On the red eye. Yep. I think I fell asleep for maybe half hour. The worst flight.
I think airplanes have changed. I used to be able to put the folding table down, put my elbows up, put my head there, and sleep. they've moved them. They've shortened them.
Yep.
I can't do it anymore.
Yep.
It's a problem.
Maybe it's because you're just old as bones.
No.
You got these old bones and you're not as flexible.
It's not my bones. It's not my bones. It's the rest of my body.
Lack of muscles?
Is it the fact that you've blown 8 of your discs out on your back?
How through your dare you? It's just like 3 discs 7 times each.
Each.
Yeah.
So basically 21 times.
Math. Yeah. Math. No, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
They've moved the chair back table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pi r squared times spine 1.
Vertebrae spine. Times
vertebrae X. 6.
Yep. Ooh. Not a great equation.
To the 6th power? Vertebrae to the 6th power?
It should be at 0, but it's over here at 6. Yeah. No, airplanes suck. I hate airplanes.
Yeah. Yep.
Especially, I mean, this is just to Vegas. Talking about to Turkey, that's... Ugh.
Yeah.
How long was that flight to Las Vegas?
A couple hours. Yep. It wasn't bad at all. Yeah.
I mean, direct flight?
Yeah.
You weren't going to New York, then back to Vegas?
No. It was still turbulent as fuck. But...
Yep.
Hot?
The flight?
No, when you got, like... In
no, it was fine.
No.
Yeah. The second day was warm, not hot. Warm. But it was a very moderate climate when we got there.
Good.
It was raining the first day, clear the second 2 days, and then it started to warm up like the fourth day, but we were leaving, so it didn't fucking matter.
Got it.
Vegas, you can burn. You need water? Fuck you. Learn how to use a dam, bitch. Use that money you stole from me and buy some water.
Ask the haircut guy. He'll give you plenty of money.
Take him. Or the bar where I just blew $200 in like 5 minutes.
The bartender.
Yeah. That. Oh. Ugh.
All right, Donnie. So what other topic do you have for us?
All right. My next topic. When you're showering. I think we all shower. Even the betrayer showers.
Yep.
Showers and
facts.
Yep. When you shower, though, do you wash your feet?
Yep.
Specifically? Jimmy, yes. I know you don't, so I wouldn't even bother answering. Chapin, do you wash your feet?
I will sometimes.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's usually just the top of the foot also. If you wash the bottom of your foot, you fall. You get soap on there, get slippery, you fall over.
Chapin's going for safety here on this one.
Sure, yeah. The vertical drop zone in his shower is 1-to-1.
Yeah.
Top of the foot, though. Top half of the foot, clean as a whistle. Bottom half, I mean, keep your distance.
Hold on. So you're saying that in order to wash the bottom of your feet, you have to do them both at one time?
Are you doing jumping?
He does like a jumping jack and washes the bottom, and then he slips as he lands.
Just not the, don't do the bottom at all.
Ooh.
Right.
Or
stomp around in the water, hope it breaks.
Or instead of jumping, are you doing a weird kind of Russian dance where you're bringing one foot up at the...
I
never wash the bottom of feet. Chipman, take your sock off. Show me the bottom of your foot.
No, I'll pass.
Don't hide it. Don't hide it. Is it black? Like dirt and hell?
Fine, here.
Oh!
It's like Bigfoot.
Oh, my eyes. Oh, and the smell. Oh, the smell.
I'm going to smell my tequila so it doesn't waft over this way.
Right. Oh, what a great... I wish I drank tequila just so I didn't have to smell Chapin's disgusting bottom foot.
His bottom foot.
My bottom palms.
Your balms. I hate smelling Chapin's balms.
Suppose I could do like one at a time, like
yeah.
Do the very last thing that I do, and just like wash the bottom, and then step out of the shower immediately without putting my foot down.
Yeah,
maybe that's safe. And then the next day, do the left one because I did the right one first. Because I'm right.
Oh, I thought you meant like
so right foot is obviously is first. There's no you have to clean your right foot.
Well, yeah, that's how you introduce yourself on dates. Is here's my right foot. Smell. Right.
Yeah,
you're still here.
Clean
your, let's date.
That's
clean
the
your dominant foot.
Yep. Yeah. I honestly, when I thought of these questions, didn't think there'd there'd be a weird conjunction between the two of you. Like, oh, of course we agree on both of these nonsense answers.
Well, I have to wash my feet. Playing soccer, my feet aren't the best looking.
Or smelling.
So yeah. I have to keep a strict upkeep on them. Otherwise, they go.
When's the last time you took a pumice stone to your feet?
Never, but my feet are smooth as eggs.
They're so soft. But they also smell like rotten eggs.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows?
Well,
I mean, I can't smell it.
Big Amy. Amy.
Just totally like eggs. Just completely eggs.
Should we pause and get her in here real quick?
Absolutely, we should. Okay.
So we brought in a special guest.
Yep.
We brought in my wife, Amy.
Hello, hello.
We brought her in to...
The first special guest. This is an auspicious occasion.
Oh, exciting.
A lot of people
have
wanted to be the first guest.
Donnie has a question. Privilege and we mm-hmm. need you to answer it truthfully about me.
Mm-hmm. That's easy to do.
Amy.
Yes.
When a man showers...
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, showering baseline good.
Yes, yes.
Should they wash their legs?
Yes, okay. That's a normal thing now, in the shower.
Yes. Yes. Now, it's not just wash your chest and the soapy water drip down your legs.
Okay.
Right? It's not that.
No, no.
You can agree.
Because that's not washing.
Exactly.
You got a loofah the leg.
Yes, right. You do.
And not just the leg.
You have to add some soap, at least. Please.
Some fresh soap to that loofah.
Please add some soap.
Not just a dirty chest loofah to the thigh.
No.
It's you have to go to the calf.
Yep.
And even more importantly, you have to go down to the top of the foot.
All the way to the toesies.
And the base of the foot.
The toesies.
And the toesies. The bottom fingers.
The bottom fingers.
As we like to call them.
And the, what is it called? Pregnancy brain right here. The bottom of your foot. Yes,
oh, that's no.
The sole. The sole of your foot. Top,
there you go.
Sole, bottom fingers.
Yes.
You need to wash them.
Those
like
things.
Yes. Now, would you say that your husband does those things in that order?
From the leg to the foot to the toesy-wozies and the sole? I hope he does.
Oh, no. Would you say the smell of his feet?
I don't smell his feet. So.
Ooh.
So I wouldn't know.
Do I have soft feet?
He has soft feet for a man.
Ha!
For a man.
Ha! Right.
Ha! Probably softer than my feet right now.
Well, your feet are okay.
When I'm pregnant.
Would you say they're soft as eggs?
No.
Oh, you lied.
Would you say they're as smooth as eggs?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't touch his feet.
Okay.
So I
oh, Jimmy, how do you get off then if she's not touching your feet?
That's one thing I do not touch.
Delicately.
Those things are gross.
So hold on. So the answer to does your husband wash his feet? No, they're gross.
He does wash them.
I do wash them. They're
all
just gross.
Feet are gross. Especially men's feet. It doesn't matter if they're washed, they're clean, they have soap on them or whatever.
Do you think Tom Cruise's feet
are stink.
Nice?
I don't know. I don't look at feet. I'm not a feet person.
Amy just said that basically it does not matter if a guy washes his feet. Because they're going to be gross either way.
Correct.
They still smell. I mean, we want them to wash their feet. That is the key element. But throughout the day,
but hold on. You married him, and I don't think he's ever washed his feet. In the 20 years we've known each other, it's maybe 3 times.
Well, do you count every time he goes to the shower and then check to see if the feet are clean?
Foot inspection. Do you kick him out of the bed and go back to that shower? Oh, no, I do. He calls me. I run over and I say, nope, that smells like a foot.
So you know how, you remember back in the old MTV days when they used to have room raiders?
Yeah, Yo MTV Raps.
And they used to check with a black light to see what room is like, how dirty the person's room is with a black light for alone.
We should bring that show back.
For alone time issues.
Semen on the wall is funny.
Do you think there's something of a light like that shows how clean or dirty your feet are? Or
so
is it still black light?
Black light your feet?
Black light your feet to see the cleanliness.
I don't know.
But is there a light that shows it?
Probably just a black light.
Is it just a black light?
I think we should probably do a test. No. We have Amy come out and say, his feet are fine. And then we shine a black light. I don't know. Show that they're not.
That could uncover a lot more issues that I probably don't want to know.
Do you think if you were blindfolded and had to smell three men's feet, no, you'd be able to tell which one's Jimmy's?
Pregnancy foot test.
This
weekend, nope, you have to. You're a part of the podcast, and those are the rules.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. Tonight. Tonight?
If I'm going down, other people are going down.
We bring Chapin's wife in, and she also has to do the test.
And bring your fiance.
My current fiance.
Oh.
Well, she was my current girlfriend, and now she's my current fiance.
Okay, so there's wiggle room, you're saying.
She's just my current fiance. When we're married, she'll be my current wife.
I bet all three girls would love to
join in the foot smell test.
I know.
Probably.
Yeah. So
I called Amy my ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. And that's a funny joke.
Technically, it is true.
Yeah, she's also your ex-fiance.
That's true.
I'm sorry that you guys broke up.
We broke up and then got bound
and
together
then
legally.
To marry.
You ended that relationship, yep, technically.
As a strong, independent man, you ended it with your ex-fiance.
Yes.
And gained a wife.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
You're welcome.
That's fair. She is the better half of you.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Okay.
I mean, Chapin and I both tried to get Jimmy pregnant, and we couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And then you're
it doesn't
pregnant.
Work.
You just didn't try hard enough.
Challenge accepted.
Something wrong with Jimmy's eggs.
I think part of it is all the Mountain Dew that you used to consume.
Oh, yeah,
Chapin.
That's true.
Oh, that Green Five.
That's disgusting.
They tried to warn me. Didn't listen.
Nope.
Didn't listen.
Well, sweet. Thanks for answering that.
This has been Ask Amy.
Not a problem.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you. Top shelf spender. Well, I'm glad that Amy could come and embarrass me like that.
Yep. Yep. I mean, she really solved the issue at hand.
She solved the issue saying that she's not attracted to feet.
Thank God.
That's it.
And that it's pointless for guys to wash their feet.
Yep.
Wash their bottom fingers.
Guys, hashtag never wash your feet again.
Hashtag no foot washing Wednesday. Hashtag foot wash Wednesday.
Foot wash February?
Foot wash.
Only one month.
The shortest month? This is the time when obviously all men must wash their feet. Done.
Done.
Buy the one loofah you'll use, wash your feet with it, throw it away.
Do you have another topic for us, Donnie?
So many topics.
Excellent.
As men. Men of the home.
Yes.
Men of the house.
Men of men.
Men of men. Kings of men. Men of kings.
Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
King Koopa.
When you're at home, and let's say you're still in the shower, and you're getting out of the shower to dry off, and you reach for a towel, how many towels should a home have? Not just bath towels, like total towels.
Like total towels, like you have your...
TTH, total towels of the home.
Total towels
TTOTH.
Of the home, or are you talking
all sizes?
Just like,
correct. This is kitchen, hand,
just number of
guest... them. Ball.
Not number of each, but just total.
Total numbers. Towels. You can break it down by each.
So I'm a firm believer of two hand towels in the kitchen.
Just two?
Just two.
Wow.
In the kitchen.
I think my current fiance and I have 10 to 12 towels in the kitchen.
I think I'm about
that we
the
cycle
same as
through.
You.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Cycle. Well, obviously cycle. I meant two at a time.
Oh, okay. We have two at a time, yes.
Oh.
Two at a time.
You use 10 simultaneously?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Every single cabinet has a towel hanging from it. You don't want to be across at the dishwasher and be like, oh, the towel's way over there and I have a glass to clean. No, towel there, dry it off. You get from the dishwasher back to that counter and you're like, oh, this glass has water in it. I wish I didn't have to walk all the way over there to get a towel. Nope, towel's right there. Clean it off. Done.
Might I suggest a style if you're cleaning or doing something around the house? Not only does it look cool, but it's also feasible. Sling one of those towels over your shoulder.
Ooh.
Then it's constantly with you anytime you're walking around while you're cooking. That way it's a quick clean off.
Mm-hmm.
And also if you're cleaning, other than cooking, the other C word, if you're cleaning around, then you can use that to help, I need to wipe down this countertop. Oh, easy.
Just buff this glass.
But what if there's food chunks on there?
Oh,
then you get a new one.
Oh no! But Jimmy, that's my $3,000 shirt, my cooking shirt. I can't have a dirty towel on it.
Hang it from your belt.
That's my $8,000 Supreme belt.
Shirt. Well,
that's flavored meals.
Hang it from your ear.
But Jimmy, that's where I keep my tongue ring when I'm cooking.
Put it on top of your head.
Oh, that's where I keep my hair.
That's where you keep your lice. Oh, no.
I don't want lice in my glass. I'm drinking out of that. That's gross. They belong in my scalp.
So two. So we're at a quandary now. Two or ten in the kitchen?
I think you should have 10 to 15, 16 towels total for the kitchen. If you want to use two at a time, that's fine. But you should never be like at a loss for kitchen towels. You should never open the drawer and say, oh no, I'm out of kitchen towels. There should always be four or five in there.
Well, that's why you have a bunch. And then you only use two at a time. That way you're not using all of them at once. Mm.
So where do your two reside?
Ooh, interesting.
I have one hanging on the dishwasher and one hanging on the oven. On the handles.
Oh, and Chipman, where do you keep your
towels?
Close
to the same. One on the... I can't wash anything on my dishwasher. It doesn't have a handle. So one is right below the sink, but the other one's on the oven.
Mm. Huh.
But yeah, two at a time, same thing. But I have a drawer in my kitchen full of...
Correct.
Cooking towels.
That is the way to do it.
Yeah.
We hang ours from the upper cabinets, not the lower systems.
Well, you also have a horse.
We have a Great Dane, yeah.
You have a horse dog.
And he loves towels for some fucking reason.
You have to put him up.
Yeah. Yeah, but even if I didn't, I still wouldn't hang them low. I want them at eye line so I can see where the towels are. Not like, God, where are my towels? Oh, there's one.
That's right,
dishwasher.
Because you're blind from the waist down.
No, I'm not Derek. I'm not Derek. How dare you?
Specifically from the waist down. I can't see from 0 to 36 inches from the floor up.
Babe, your hair is glorious. Your shoulders, oh my God, amazing. Your breasts like mountains. God, what's below your waist?
Where's your legs?
I don't know what to do.
Your legs and your butt are gone.
Oh, no. I don't even know what those things are. I've never seen them.
No butt.
You're the opposite of Mr. Mix-a-Lot with Lot. Oh, my God. He loves butts that are here, and he cannot lie.
That's right. And I can't even see your butt. Disappeared.
All right. So let's say bath towels.
Bath towels. Now we get into kind of a slippery slope because we...
Oh, because you can't dry your feet and your dick at the same time.
Right. I only have two hands. Come on now. But
how many bathrooms do you have?
Ooh, do you need this? No, these are like bathing towels.
Bathing towels.
Not hand towels for drying your hands. This is shower bath towels.
How many showers do you have?
I mean, does that determine the number of towels you have?
I mean, you don't want to have one bathroom that has all the towels in it.
Do you keep your towels in the bathroom? You don't have a towel closet?
We do. Not mine.
You mean
do you really?
You mean a linen closet?
That towel closet. The linens are in a different closet. You may not know this, but my current fiance is...
Amish? Oh.
I mean, yes.
So I feel like in a bathroom that is like your guest bathroom,
sure.
Right, that you don't normally use for your showers, right? It's just kind of a bathroom there for...
You don't have guest shower towels?
Well... You have guest shower towels. But on those shower towels, you have two hanging. And then I also feel like that's also kind of a decorative bathroom as well. So you have two hanging with two extra smaller towels that are closely resemble two hand towels draped over them in a decorative fashion.
Sure.
That's my
like
problem.
A fancy fold.
Yeah.
My wife is Turkish. So she has to have fancy Turkish towels on top of the useful towels.
Yes.
So... The front layer is just for looks.
Right.
You got to dry your hands behind that one.
I've never had dry hands in your home.
You can't use the Turkish.
My hands
towels.
Have always been damp.
Yep.
I've tried. Yeah. I go into your bedroom and dry my hands in like your underwear and socks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still wet because they're Turkish socks and Turkish underwear.
Mm-hmm. They have beads on them. You cannot use them.
It's terrible.
And it's just for looks.
I go to the bathroom and I come back to pick up my drink and just fall flat on my hands. I've broken so many glasses at your house.
That's true. I have more towels than glasses now because of Donnie.
Yeah, so I think two, but then you have two body
towels for drying off your body. Right. You have two decorative towels over the top of it. And then
to
you
dry
have
off the balls.
And then you have a hand towel for when you wash your hands.
Right.
So that's a total of five towels.
Per bathroom.
In the guest bathroom.
How many are in your self bathroom?
Three.
Oh.
One for me.
Yeah.
One body towel for me.
Correct.
One body towel, obviously, for my wife.
Sure.
And a hand towel to wash your hands after you make poo-poo or pee-pee. You have to wash your hands. After you make body.
After you make water or soil.
After you make bathroom.
Okay.
You make bathroom leavings.
Sure. And my follow-up question to this is how many of these towels are monogrammed? So people know that they're in your home.
Oh.
JP.
Zero.
CD.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Wow.
We do have, one that have a J and one that has an A on it, but we don't use
What's
those.
The A for? Oh, for Amy. Amy. I get it.
The A is
Who
for
the
wife.
Hell is A?
Who the hell is this?
Jimmy, this is my body towel. The A is for my butt.
Ass.
Amy, I don't know what you're using. Oh, it's not those hand towels, though. Those are for your hands.
Yeah, so, man, yeah, after you add it up, you're looking at a bunch of towels.
Yeah.
Basically, half the house is towels.
Yeah.
When you think about it. So, the house is basically a giant pillow fort.
And there's washcloths. Which are also towels. God.
Yeah. So, you go washcloths versus loofah.
I don't. My wife has
a washcloth.
Yeah. So, we basically use different showers. So she uses the one out in the public. I use the one in the bedroom.
All right.
So she has a drawer full of hand for like makeup remover
everything.
Or whatever. But
your wife wears makeup?
She does.
Huh.
Basically, Donnie, the
new podcast topic. Your wife wears makeup?
Believe it or not.
What? Yes. Oh, she doesn't listen.
Now, our wives, Chapin's wife and my wife.
Oh, don't break. I've been married just about the same amount of time as you have.
True, but what I was going for.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't trying to brag.
If you don't get married soon, though, we're going to catch up to you.
I mean, you've already technically caught up to me.
Okay, good.
We're all tied. Oh. I'm just saying, we've been married the same amount of times. I'm about to eclipse you and kick your asses in the marriage department. Suck it.
What I was going to say was, again, not braggy.
Okay.
Just saying that our wives have a towel that's for the towel has a specific purpose, and that's all it's used for.
Washing you off of them.
Washing our body off of them. Washing our leavings. Ew. Ew.
You did disgust yourself.
Ew.
Derek's not even here, and you disgusted yourself.
Oh, that was gross.
Oh, thanks, Derek. Gross.
It's all Derek's fault.
God.
Jimmy's the gross one now.
Wow. I guess we know who really causes it. Derek's gone. And Jimmy's gross.
It's like
we have a body towel and a hand towel. And then a towel for them to wash me off of them.
Like we're rodents skimpering around on top of them. Just leaving.
Do you know that president in like X-Men 2 where he's like water and he's just like...
That's X-Men 1. That's the very first one.
Excuse me. That's what you are to your wife.
Just an amorphous blob.
I don't want to be like this.
But like
get that towel and wipe yourself off.
Wipe up.
Wife.
So they have one towel for like their face. Right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Just for specifically cleaning their face.
Right.
They have another towel that's just for taking off makeup off their face. So they have a towel to remove
two face towels.
Yeah. And then they have another towel to wash their face. Oh. And then they have
three face towels.
Racks
three
up quick.
And then they have like obviously a shower towel that you use to wipe your body off.
Sure.
And then they have a towel that's specifically for their bottom fingers because they don't want that towel to get near the ground once it touches the ground.
Oh, it can't clean anything.
Yeah, once it touches the ground, the only thing it's good enough for is cleaning your feet.
There's also the hair towel.
Yep.
Oh.
Hair towel to dry it. And then you have a backup towel to dry it even further.
Okay, so then let me rephrase my question. I'm sorry.
See, I don't know if you know this, but
right.
This might be...
It's been a long time since I've been married.
You might want to do an independent research about what your current fiance does.
I mean, we share one towel. We only have one bathroom towel that we share. This is all news to me.
What?
So
you guys share a towel?
It's an Amish thing.
What
is
No, we have one bath towel.
Is it a race then to see who gets in the shower first?
Well, yeah, but isn't that the fun of it?
It's just sheep wool around hay, and they call it a towel.
Dry off. They got to shake.
So, if in a man's perfect world, there's three towels total in the house, no matter independent of bathrooms, there's a body towel,
yep.
a hand towel,
yep.
and a ball towel.
Sure.
Sure. And once women are involved, there's eight towels per shower.
Per yeah. body part, yes.
Right. That makes sense.
Per body part.
This is my first hand towel.
Yeah.
Second, third to yep. eighth hand towel. I can't. This first hand towel had better not touch my feet.
This one is Christmas edition, so it can only be out during the month of December. Ooh,
I didn't even think about that.
Tell us about seasonal towels. Seasonal towels.
That is true.
This one is for 4th of July, yep. so this one is obviously red, white, and blue. There's
obviously
you can tell by the embroidered fireworks that this is from Lithuania.
Donnie, you have a hot tub like I do.
I do.
Do you use a bath towel when you bring it out there, or do you use a beach towel?
A beach towel.
So do I. Yeah. Yep. So you have beach towels too.
That's for the hot true. Tub, if exactly. you have a hot tub. Yep. You can't use a regular bath towel at a beach. You can't no, lay on a bath
weird.
Towel.
What a weirdo.
You have to have a beach towel. Yeah, exactly.
What a weirdo brought a beach towel to a beach?
Oh, we'd spit on them.
Beach towel to a beach. What an idiot.
I said that wrong. Bath towel.
No, you're not taking a bath unless, of course, you're bathing in the ocean. And then, of course, right. bring a bath towel.
Right.
But otherwise, expect to be spit upon.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think we've nailed it. Three towels for a house. Per house, three towels.
Four if you have a hot tub.
Right. And then five if there's a season.
Yes.
So let's see. So we have like...
but that better be packed away.
Yeah. Oh, just January. For that specific season.
So let's say like two bathrooms, right?
Okay. Standard two bathrooms.
So you have a hand towel for each bathroom.
But you have to have a backup in case you're washing them. So that's four hand towels.
Four hand towels. Okay. Just for the bathrooms.
Right.
Okay. And then we'll go with one hand towel for the kitchen. Or do you want to go with two?
Let's go another four for the kitchen because there's two at a time
on
the cycle.
So we're at
eight hand towels.
Hand towels.
Right.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Washcloths are out because we don't need washcloths. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So washcloths out.
They're not towels. They're cloths.
so we'll go easy. Hot tub.
Nailed it.
Two beach towels.
Ooh, but yeah, you need two beach towels for the hot tub, but then what if you go to the beach? You need another two for that. They can't be the same thing. You need four. That's
so four.
We're up
okay,
to 12
I thought
towels
I thought
so
was
far.
Be, I thought it was going to be easy. Okay,
no,
so,
no, then, everything is hard.
It's good to have more beach towels, too, if you have guests over.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So then
you want more people in the hot tub.
So
than
then
just
your
two
bathrooms, you have your two bath towels, basically. So
per bathroom.
Per bathroom. So that's four, and then add another four onto that. So that's a total of eight.
Right, so we're looking at 20 towels so far.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. And we haven't even gotten to the medium towels. Ugh. There's the washcloths, medium towels, bath towels, beach towels, and then right in the middle, there's that secret one, the seasonal towel. Mm-hmm. How many of those do you need? How many seasons are there?
So there's...
Let's name them all.
So there's...
We'll start with January.
Valentine's Day.
Okay, February. Skipping, perfect. We'll start there.
Skipping January.
Yep.
So
New Year's Eve towels.
New Year's Eve could technically fall under the same as, I would say, Memorial Day or Christmas. Because New Year's Eve...
Those holidays have nothing to do with each other.
Well, hear me out.
Because
New Year's is about fireworks.
Nailed
right?
it.
You're celebrating the New Year. That's why July 4th is also fireworks, right?
Right, but the also, New Year's Eve towels need a date stamped on them.
But New Year's Eve is also right after Christmas, so in a weird sense, you could also get away with using Christmassy towels.
You said
so
Memorial like, Day, not Christmas.
Oh, I meant 4th of July, sorry.
So like
well, Memorial Day, there's also fireworks there to it.
So like Die Hard.
Yes.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Correct. Okay, nailed it.
New Year's,
so we should all hang tank tops
New Year's is a 4th of July holiday.
Okay. Okay. I buy that. What do I do with these Easter themed towels?
Yeah, those
hang them.
Those got to go out.
Oh, they're just done.
No. You gotta display them.
You display them.
So that's four Easter towels, four Valentine's towels,
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Four drunk towels.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are big ones in case you puke.
Yeah, make sure those are dark colors.
Yeah. Oh, a dark four leaf clover green
with a cute embroidered
Of course, I'm a four-leaf clover. I'm only drunk because I'm Irish.
Yep, something like that. Mm-hmm. Something that's cute. Totes adorbs. Okay. And then, so then after Easter, then it would be Memorial Day, which is kind of technically the same as 4th of July.
You could probably use the red, white, and blue towels a couple times.
Right. So the red, white, and blue towels.
So we don't care about our veterans then. We just spit upon them. Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, then we need separate sets of red, white, and blue.
Independence.
I care very deeply about our independence. Yeah.
So for the veterans one, you can get another set of towels that have like purple hearts on them.
Or POWs.
POWs.
Mias.
Sure.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Black with white lettering.
A tank.
Sure.
Just a giant tank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
what's after that?
Then we have, and then you go all white for Labor Day.
Of course, you could never use a white towel again after that. Yep. So you have to go white.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Get it all out.
Nailed it.
And then Halloween.
After Labor Day.
Ooh, you have kid towels.
Awesome.
Got them.
You buy kids, you use them to towel off.
Yep.
Is that where we're going with this?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks, Derek.
Halloween. And then Thanksgiving.
Mm, yep. Turkey. Just straight turkey chunks that you dry off with.
Yep.
So everybody knows this guy celebrates Thanksgiving.
What if you kept the skin from all the turkey, all the skins over the years, and you slowly whittle them together to make a towel?
Well, first of all, that's not how whittling works. Whittling is the shaving of something.
So
sewing.
So
them,
you sew them together. Bill. Basically, you know how people use. You know how there was that one serial killer who made
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill. Yeah, he made the skin uh-huh. the skin lamps. You do that with turkey skins.
Jimmy, you've ruined my last question. Is peeling chicken nuggets justifiable? Nobody likes a chicken skin. And chicken nuggets are obviously chicken, and they have a skin on them. Should you peel chicken nuggets?
No. No. Who peels chicken nuggets? Is that a thing? Who does
the
that?
The skin? I love the skin.
Who does right. that?
I also love the skin. I would never peel a chicken nugget. But obviously somebody did.
Unfriend each of you if you ever did that.
In real life. In real life. In real life. I will delete you from my contact list right now.
MySpace top 8, you're gone from that thing.
Oh, that's
basically right blocking. You can't even listen to my playlist.
You don't even see Tom. You're done.
You're done.
All right, but let's get back to these towels.
Is that a thing?
I honestly don't know. It was a thing I found online.
So it's a thing. There's people that chew.
Eventually, yeah.
Somebody's asking permission to skin their chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happened.
What the fuck? Who does that? God, that upsets me. That's one of the best parts.
It is.
It's crunchy. It's nice.
You ever had just like the chicken part of a chicken nugget?
No.
It's disappointing.
Here's a quote for that particular topic. The smooth chicken patty is like a meat tortilla chip. Perfect for dipping in sauce.
No. No.
So you're saying it's the rough exterior that makes the chicken nugget delectable.
It's crisp. It's crispy. Mm-hmm. You have some crunch to it.
Right. The texture.
So you're saying that when you want a crisp marshmallow when you roast it.
Yeah.
You want it burnt.
Yeah,
I do. You want it hard. You want it crunchy.
And now we're getting sexual, but I like
no.
it.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't say... I'm not even going to say what you think I said.
You put a weird emphasis on hard.
You want it hard?
Ew.
You want it
hard. You want it crunchy.
Ew, nope. Nope.
You want it
direct.
I don't want to give Derek anything to go off.
Fall apart in your mouth.
I don't want to give Derek anything to go off of in 2022. So all of this right here is just bait for him. I don't want this. This stays in. This is kindling.
This is a compliment to Derek. We are giving him ASMR chicken nugget talk. You want it to in your mouth. You want the nugget to enter that grease like P in the V, and you want it to sizzle.
Nope. I hate it so much. I hate it so much.
Well, we know Derek is loving this talk, and Derek, this is why we love you. This is our episode for you.
This is our tribute for Derek.
Yeah, you had to
tribute
miss
to Derek, even though he's not dead.
Exactly. You had to miss this episode because your car couldn't make it the 100 feet to the house to record because of the rain. So this is our tribute to you.
I mean, when I was delivering Christmas presents prior to the snow apocalypse.
Correct.
I had to go to his house, and his house was basically a giant mud pit.
Yeah, that is also true. Mm. I drove through his house to get mail.
Question for you.
Yes.
I was labeled the betrayer on the first episode I missed.
Okay.
Derek misses one episode, and all he gets is praise. Why?
Okay. Great topic. Let's discuss it. Because when Derek missed an episode, it was with the promise of he'd be back for the next. And you were an open-ended, I'm done. I hate you all. I can't believe I ever did this in the first place. Fuck you both. Fuck you three. Fuck you threes.
And so, right away. What if I came back the next episode?
That's what you said to us. You said, fuck you all. I'm done. You're lucky if I ever see you again. That's why you're the betrayer. And Chapin, real thirsty. You need our approval? You can't just be your own person? This is why Derek is his own man.
I'll have you know, I'm only 466 points away from not being the betrayer, Don.
Is that from the beginning of this episode?
Yeah.
Well, keep counting, because you just lost 2 points.
Damn it.
You're 468 away.
All right. I'll put it down.
Oh, I like this game where Chapin keeps track of his own points. But also, I'm never going to remember. He could come back the next time and say, I'm only 200 points away. Oh, that doesn't make sense, but all right.
Deal.
Might be some editing later on.
Sounds good.
But that's why, Chapin. Derek didn't quit. He needed a pause. You quit.
Yeah.
You're like Jake Gyllenhaal in...
Definitely quit permanently.
Yep. That's all I heard. I quit permanently, and I never spoke to you again. Until you showed up 2 weeks ago.
And I pooped on your doorstep. I took one of my slaughtered mermaids and left it on your windshield.
Oh, I hated that. Fish scales everywhere. It wasn't the boob part. It was the fish part.
You put the fin in his bed like the horse in the head of the Mafia.
Put it right underneath the windshield wiper.
Oh.
Hope he sees this thing.
Three times it took me to wash that car to get the fish grime off of it. Ugh. That's why you're the betrayer. And you know what? Derek's not going to bring up that he missed an episode. You brought it up.
If he does bring it up, I want 100 points.
Okay. Are you going to be here to witness it?
Yeah. Probably.
Oh! So you're going to be back.
Yeah. Do I get points for that?
We'll see. That'll be the surprise, Chapin.
Anything for points?
I'm a slut for points.
Do you like my watch? I'll give it to you for 5 points. What about the shirt? My pants? My socks? I have fresh socks. I wash my feet.
I'll smell your feet. They don't smell. Is that 75 points?
7 points for Chapin. Chapin, do my feet smell?
No.
Ah, 7 points.
Yes.
There you go.
Cut it down.
Take them off.
Well, should we bring it home?
Yeah, let's bring it home.
As always, we would like to thank our friend Jordan Mosley for creating the music for our podcast. If you're interested in more of his music, you can find him on Spotify and or iTunes. That's Jordan Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y.
Yep. And we spoke to him last week. He's finally getting over the last pregnancy he had, and he's recovering, and that's good. He's gone through 4 pregnancies, and it took a toll on his body. I know that he's finally back to fighting strength.
He's posting workout videos on his gram.
Oh my God, I've enjoyed those. The man is fit.
He is ripped.
Mm-hmm. I would say he's Jordaned.
Ooh.
He's not jacked, he's Jordaned.
Ooh. I like that. That's a good.
Yeah.
Jordan, you're looking really Jordaned right now.
My God. Jordan, could you stop Jordaning, please?
Makes more sense. I've never seen a jack that's ripped.
Exactly. Jacks are always terrible people. I can't think of a single Jack right now.
Jack Black?
Yep.
That's
fat.
That's not ripped.
Jack
White? He can sing like Jordan, but not ripped like Jordan. He's not Jordaned.
Jack White?
Ooh, he can also sing like Jordan.
Jack in the Box?
Ugh. All neck.
I don't know. Well,
the body's a square.
I mean, if you saw one of the commercials, he ripped his sleeves off and he was pretty yoked.
That was a voiceover. That wasn't his full body.
Okay.
Now, I believe if Jordan were to sing to me in the very version of Jack Black or Jack White, which is weird, the white and black. Mm-hmm. But if he ripped off his shirt, I'd be impressed. Every time.
Every time?
Every time.
Wow.
There's not been a single time that I've talked to Jordan that I've been unimpressed.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, Donnie, let's say I have a question.
Okay.
And I want to have us answer it. What are some paths for me to go down?
We can reach out to Jordan.
Yep.
He'll reach out back to us. That's a long way around.
He'll probably say, what's Top Shelf Banner?
he's not in tune with us like he should be, but that's okay. That's okay. He's busy on his singing, his singing and his Jordan's career.
Yep.
And as we mentioned, he has four kids.
Busy man.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah. But aside from those avenues, you can reach out to us at topshelfbanterpod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram at Top Shelf Banter Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter's the same way. Facebook, Derek has that. I know he's been monitoring it while his car's been down.
Well, he's been away.
Yeah, the betrayer's never once checked on our social media, and that's why he's a betrayer. Facebook, yeah. I mean, that's all the avenues, right? Yeah.
There's tons of avenues.
Our Patreon, our OnlyFans, we're all over the net.
Could you say that if you didn't know how to reach out to us, you could just Google Top Shelf Banter? And we would come up.
I would say Google Top Shelf Banter Pod, and we'll come up.
Deal.
One of our nipples, someone's bald head,
something.
Yeah, the definition of betrayer would pop up. Yeah. Any number of things will pop up, and they'll all link back to us. It's all a circle of links.
Look at my betrayer Wikipedia.
Yep,
it's probably on there.
Yep. It 100% is. He used to be a member of a group, and then he betrayed them and was outcast. He's like Andre 3000, but we will not loan him some sugar.
Right. Is that a song that they did? Lone Sugar? Is that the name of a song? I missed it.
Well,
is that the name of a song that he did with Big Boy? Is that a deep cut? Am I missing it?
No, Jimmy. It's from the song
Miss Jackson? I don't remember Sugar being in the song Miss Jackson.
I am your neighbor. Lend me some sugar.
Is that an LFO?
From Shake It.
LFO? Oh.
From Shake It.
Shake it.
I am your neighbor. Lend me some sugar. We would never loan the betrayer sugar.
Oh, you mean Hey Ya.
Parentheses, Shake It.
It's a deep cut. No wonder I didn't get the reference. You didn't even name the song correctly.
I don't even know that. I don't know the fucking song. I don't like him as an artist.
I mean, Hey Ya.
Parentheses,
Shake It. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Have you seen his pants?
And?
He doesn't wash his feet.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe. Is that
That's why he has to shake them.
Is that something you heard on the streets?
No, I heard it from him.
Oh, wow.
He said, shake it, shake it. Because he doesn't wash his feet.
Do you think he doesn't use a towel on his feet? So he has to shake them.
He's air drying his feet.
Shake the droplets.
Exactly right. Yep.
Okay.
His chest droplets that transfer to his feet.
Like a Polaroid picture.
Exactly. Andre 3000 does not wash his feet. You heard it here first.
Breaking news. Second time in this pod. Call it a record.
Oh, my God. Two times we broke news?
Are we a news podcast?
Call us CNN because we're breaking the fucking news.
So one of my goals for 2022 is to
keep
grow
that sweet stash.
That too. And it's also to grow this podcast. But we can't grow the podcast without you, the listener.
I know that every week a new podcast host betrays us and leaves. But listener, you have to stick with us through that. It's a tumultuous time. And they'll obviously come back after 3 weeks and just apologize, but or not apologize. They'll just pretend like nothing, like they never betrayed anybody.
So I'm gonna point this question to Chapin.
Ooh. After I just called him out? That's bold.
So, Chapin, you know about these things on the internet, in the TikToks, called challenges.
Challenges, yes.
Right?
Who can you betray the most? Betrayer challenge.
So, there's tons of challenges out there on the internet, and what I want to do is I want to challenge our listeners to tell a friend. And then have that person become a new listener to us. And I'm going to put a challenge out. If you do it, and you tell a friend, and you send us an email saying, hey, I told a friend to listen to you guys, and they subscribed, and I witnessed them.
And you can prove it, and we look at the metrics, and we find that new listener.
You yourself watch, because as far as I know, all of our listeners have never told a lie in their life, and I don't think they would lie to us about this. So my challenge to you is if you tell a friend, and you and they say, hey, I listened to it and it's fantastic and I subscribed and you let us know, we will send you a photo of our animals. Everybody likes cats and everybody likes dogs.
Yep. And we all know the betrayer calls his penis an animal. So, yep.
So we will send
there'll
you...
There'll be a Great Dane, a corgi, and a penis.
So oh, we will... We,
oh, no. Oh, no. We stepped all over that. But oh, no.
It's a lion.
And it went, meow.
Meow, Donnie.
Oh, no.
I'm going to eat you.
So if you send us an email that says, I told a friend, and they listened and they liked it.
Hashtag I told a friend.
Hashtag I told a friend. We will, and you email us, we will send you back. Actually, we'll
a sexy picture about, with an animal.
How about this? We'll leave it up. We'll do a twofer. We'll have the listeners choose. We'll either send you
a picture of Derek in a hat.
We'll send you a thank you recording specifically to you.
Ooh. A custom recording?
A custom recording.
Free cameo, maybe?
A free cameo. Yep. A custom recording to that person.
A formio?
Thanking them. Or, if you just want to see pictures of animals, we'll send you some pictures of our animals. Everybody likes cats and everybody likes dogs. And if they're already liking us, they might as well like our...
And if you look at Chippin's penis, a ferret.
A ferret. Or if you look at
hair
mine, it's a
all the way up the shaft.
I mean,
it's like a hedgehog.
That sound like a fair enough challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair I enough. Mean, if our listeners like want it. To see pictures of Chapin's penis, our
you
animals
will not get that picture. But
we have it. I've saved it on my phone already. You worry.
You can get a picture of Chapin's ferret.
Mm-hmm. You can have a picture of my dog
with an N. That's how he pronounces dong.
That's my challenge.
No, that's challenge my, accepted, that's my challenge, said the listeners.
Says the listeners.
Yeah. No matter where you're from, we'll send you those pictures.
We'll send you.
Yeah.
Email it.
Or your email name it. And a recorded message. You can save it for your outgoing message on your phone.
Yep.
Hi, this is Top Shelf Banter. You've called this bitch. Leave your message.
You've called Lee Leonard. Leonard. You've called Leonard.
Leonard Fournette. You've called Leonard Fournette. We know he's a listener. We know he's a big fan.
Big guy.
We've always believed in him.
Big fan.
As a group.
At it, coming straight out of LSU.
Oh, my God. The best running back ever.
Maybe. Debatable.
Well, you're right. It is debatable. It's wrong. But let's wrap it up.
Let's bring it home.
Let's bring it home.
That's Donnie.
That's Derek. Oh, wait. Hold on. Shit. I screwed up.
No. Nope.
Jimmy, go again.
That's Donnie.
That's it. That's Chippin.
That's Derek. Shit.
Don't start it again. Yep.
That's Donnie.
That's the betrayer.
Who? Oh, that's Donnie.
No, back to me. That's Jimmy.
I'm Jimmy. You guys fucked up so badly.
So bad.
So bad. You guys messed up so bad.
You're the one that I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, because you're not funny.
I think the betrayer and I meant to do that. That was a bit.
To fuck me up? And, that's messed up.
Oh, let's start again. See if you screwed up this time.
That's not how we've been doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how we're supposed to. We didn't discuss it. It was all improv, and the betrayer and I made it, and Jimmy was surprised.
So what have we done every time that champ has been gone?
We're not going to do that for Derek.
Oh, we're
Derek
not.
Doesn't
oh.
deserve a moment of silence. He's gone for an episode.
Fine.
He's still a part of the podcast. This person sitting to my right, your left, is a betrayer. He's an intruder. He is trespassing in the podcast grounds.
Only for 461 more points. So
I've never once given you 200 points.
No, 461. You gave me 7 points for saying your feet don't smell.
Oh, all right. Fine.
So aggro.
Fine. But let's start it again, Jimmy.
That's Donnie.
And that's... Oh, damn it. Okay, start again.
That's Chapin.
You looked at Donnie.
I know. And one, baby.
That's Donnie.
That's... Shit, that's a betrayer.
And I'm Jimmy. We hope you have enjoyed the frustrations behind your opinions on these topics. Thank you for listening to Top Shelf Banter. And
We done.
On the top shelf banter, well, I'm more right than wrong.